are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Today, we are joined by Eileen Spath, who is the communications manager at Communications manager at Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany. She'll tell us about the organization's work and their outreach and its new initiative, CC Move. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Eileen to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much. Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany is one of the largest private social service agencies in the region, helping more than 89,000 people each year in the 14 counties of the Albany Diocese. Their mission is to address basic human need at all stages of life, regardless of race, religious belief, ethnicity, or lifestyle. So give us a sense of the, just sort of an overview of Catholic Charities and the work you do covering all those people.
Yeah, I think what you just said really hits the nail on the head. We serve 14 different counties in upstate New York, which means we have quite a bit of different services that we offer, because in each county, our services are a little different to tailor to meet the needs of that area. And we do everything from addressing food insecurity through our food pantries and soup kitchens to supporting at-risk women and children, whether it's through domestic violence support or maternity service programs, to providing health services in areas where it's needed.
So when you say charities, it really is, it goes all across the board. It's really of whatever need someone may have.
Yeah, absolutely. Our service approach is very broad in that we work with the communities that we serve and say, where are those needs? How can we fill those needs? And then develop programs around those needs.
So in filling those needs, does the work always fall on your shoulders, or sometimes is it just getting the person into the right hands to another service organization or someone else who can help?
Both. Sometimes it does fall on our shoulders because we have the service in that area. For example, in Schenectady County, we are the Meals on Wheels service provider. Mm-hmm. So for people who are homebound looking for food, that would be us. In other areas, there may be a program already in existence, in which case we would work with them and make sure that our clients or whomever is coming to us for help is able to get to that program instead.
And have you seen, and I know usually when I talk to organizations like yours and we ask about need in the community, mm-hmm. That need is always on the rise. I assume that's the same with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Each year it seems that more and more people are looking for emergency assistance. Our food pantries are having more people come to their doors looking for, you know, just enough to get them through to the next paycheck, what have you. Yeah, that's 100% the case.
So let us talk about CC Move. It's Catholic mm-hmm. Charities Mobile Outreach Vehicle Extension. What is that?
Well, CC Move is our way of getting our services on the road. So one thing that we've seen is in rural areas, access is limited, transportation is limited. So through CC Move, we have an RV, and right now we are operating in Fulton and Montgomery counties, and we're taking our RV to different locations in those counties and providing services on the road. So a big initiative that we've been working on out there has been mass food distributions, and we're working with St. Mary's Healthcare and the Northeast Regional Food Bank to provide these mass food drops of fresh food, of meats, of really nutritional food that in areas that don't have standing food distributions right now. So people wouldn't be able to get those foods without our food drops in that area.
So how did it come about? Was it because of the need?
Yeah, absolutely. St. Mary's Healthcare and Catholic Charities kind of work together to recognize food deserts in the area where access to food is limited, and said, how can we help? How can we address this? And through there, CC Move was born.
Yeah. So much of what we think, I mean, this obviously makes sense, but so much of the services that are provided often come from churches, synagogues, the faith community. And it is so I assume obviously there is a Catholic overreach overarching, but you work with everyone, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. We work so we are Catholic Charities in that we operate on Catholic social teaching, but we work with everyone of all faiths, and we serve everyone of all faiths,
and the organizations also that are associated with those faiths, I would assume.
Yeah.
Because that's such a large part of the people who are offering the services.
Yeah, so there's a lot of interfaith collaboration.
That was the word I was grasping for, and thank you very much.
You are welcome,
Eileen, for helping me.
Yeah, we're big on the interfaith work because the interfaith community is so often driven by the same passion and desire to help the people in our areas.
So when we talk about CC Move, just so you've been talking about the sense of it with hunger and food, but does it do other services? It brings other services on the road as well?
Yes. Yeah, it does. So hunger was really our foot in the door and doing those mass food distributions. But through those mass food distributions, we're connected to individuals who may need more extensive case management. And then they'll enter into a relationship with Catholic Charities, and then we're able to get them help beyond just food services.
Let me play the role of Captain Obvious here,
yes.
But 14 counties, when there's 66 counties in the state of New
yeah.
York, that's a big area.
That is a big area. We serve everywhere from Columbia County, Greene County, Herkimer, we're up in Saratoga. We're in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about deserts, food deserts, but I assume maybe you get tapped on the shoulder every once in a while and say, oh, this is going on in this part of the diocese.
How so? I'm sorry.
Meaning that you look, it's sort of where people call and say this is what is needed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A big example of that is we have a disaster services. We provide disaster services and case management in the wake of disasters, and we never know where that might be.
Right.
So a lot of we've had issues with flooding, fires, and those are all over the diocese, and those needs just happen when they happen, and we just have to meet those needs in that area.
So you're based in Albany.
Yep.
And yet you work with all of the and does everything then come out of the church in that particular community?
We have agencies that operate in all of the different county areas.
Okay.
So we have 12 different agencies. Six of them are service-based that serve the entire diocese. So our housing office is based in Albany, but they provide housing throughout the diocese.
Right.
And then we have six that are location-based. So we have a Saratoga, Warren, and Washington agency that provides a variety of services to meet the needs in those communities.
Right.
So we're structured a little in a kind of complex way, but it's a way that allows us to meet as many of the needs as we can throughout the diocese in a flexible way that allows us to address needs as they occur.
So a variation on my question then, which
yep.
is if someone needs help, do you often hear of it from the church that they are a member of?
We will. That's not always how people find us. Sometimes churches will refer them directly to us. Sometimes they'll get our number through their church and call us. We are an independent 501c3, so a lot of what we do may just be through community organizations and not
right.
necessarily through the church. So the referrals really come from all over the place.
Because I know even sometimes I've seen, and I've heard of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but of people who are hospitalized and have an issue, and through the services that the hospital provides, will often they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And work through it that way.
Yep. So depending on, at Catholic Charities, we say there's no wrong door.
Right.
To receive our services.
That's right. However they get to you, great.
They get to us, exactly.
Right.
Whether that's through the hospital or through their local church or through an interfaith group or through a mass food distribution, through CC Move. There are a lot of ways that people come to us, and once they do, we get them the help they need.
So you have CC Move,
yep.
And that is in the counties of Fulton and Montgomery
yep.
counties. So the obvious question would be, you would like to replicate that in other counties.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we've been operating that a little over a year in those counties. It was a year this past November, and coming off of the success of that initiative, we're looking to expand into other areas.
And what is it? I mean, it takes a vehicle, right?
Yep. Yes, it does.
It takes a vehicle. And then the staffing. And then, of course, the actual food / services.
Yeah. So it's a small army that makes it all work.
So it's a lot to do. And then does that come out of the organization that's already on the ground in those counties?
Yeah. We collaborate with... When we go into a new area that we're serving through CC Move, we reach out to community partners and collaborate with community partners in that area to make it all happen. In Amsterdam, for example, we work very closely with Centro Civico, who's an organization out there. And that's where St. Mary's Healthcare kind of comes into play as well. They're based in Amsterdam. So we see those communities are already serving that area, and we're able to work with them to get it off the ground in that area.
Eileen Spath is the communications manager at Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany. Your website?
CCRCDA.org.
CCRCDA.org.
So it's Catholic Charities of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany.
Excellent.
A lot of letters.
Right. We'll make it even easier. We're going to put a link on our website.
You can go to
wamc.org/roundtable, and you can find it out there. Eileen Spath, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for the wonderful work you do.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.